Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. We hope you're having a great Thursday out there. Thanks so much for joining us. You got your host, James, here. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Haphagger.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. And we got a great guest in with us right now as we kick off our Pet of the Week with the Southland County Humane Society. Sarah is with us. Hello, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We want to start off by thanking our friends over at TJ's Auto and Collision Center. More on them in a moment. But buy local, support local, support those that support this community. We send a big shout out to our friends at TJ's. Wonderful people. Sarah, I'm wondering, before we dive into our Pet of the Week and everything, I'm wondering if you have seen, or your team over there have seen my computer's acting up. They did this. Melissa and I yesterday went over this thing that Nationwide Insurance does every year, where they have the most unusual pet insurance claims of the year.
Okay.
And it always stars dogs. It always stars dogs.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah. There are some great ones in here. And I just wanted to shout out Lambo, a North Carolina dog who ate more than 250 jigsaw puzzle pieces.
Hey.
He's okay. He's okay. None of these animals would be brought up if they weren't okay.
Right.
But I did not hear if they were able to put that puzzle together. I did not know if they were missing any pieces or not.
I'm going
to doubt it. But I do bring this up for the comedy of it, but also to highlight to people how dogs can get into anything. And it's important to keep an eye on them and keep our furry friends healthy and safe. And you can find out more about that by going to their website. And we encourage you to bookmark the website, swchs.com. Yeah. That is our friends at the Humane Society's website. Make sure to bookmark that. You can check out the Pet of the Week right there. Sarah, how are things going in the new position? How are you feeling about with things so far?
Things are going well. We are ramping up and getting excited for all the events that are coming up this next month. So it's good.
What do you guys got going on?
Let's see. Last night was the rendezvous in Nakusa.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming up, we also have the Stratton family usually does Tracy and Brian Stratton. They have an art event that they usually put on out on their property. And then we also have the K9 5-mile walk coming up at the end of September. Mm-hmm. So we're really rooting and hoping that everybody comes together and can really get together and have some fun.
That 5K9 we'll be talking about and highlighting and making sure that we get you guys a good crowd. And you can see that event and find out more about it, not only at their website, swths.com, but be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to not only keep up to date on the things that they are doing over there, but share these things on your page and maybe other people might see it that wouldn't otherwise. Sarah, I think we have made people wait long enough. Do we have our Pet of the Week for this week?
We do, actually. Ooh. It's a special one. It's Tick. Tick is a female dog. She's a mixed breed Mastiff mix.
Yeah.
She actually has all of her adoption fees taken care of.
Oh, wow.
So all she really needs is just somebody to come and check her out, visit a couple times, and you're good to go with the application.
I have to say that I've been eyeballing Tick for a while. Tick is a beautiful Mastiff, just 4 years old, female. Brindle color. Oh, my God, this coat on her is amazing. Just a sweet, wonderful dog.
Very much so. She is. She's a great walker. Mm. She's got really good manners. She enjoys everybody.
Mm. And Tick has been there for over a year,
yes.
I understand. Yeah. And that's, for anything, that would be a long amount of time. But for animals, we don't understand how time works for animals,
correct.
But we do know that it moves faster.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, for Tick, it could be 2 years
correct.
That she's been there and everything. This is an opportunity not only to bring in your new favorite, your new best friend, make a new forever friend here,
mm-hmm.
but also to highlight your family or your home or anything like that. I can't think of many families that Tick wouldn't just fall right into and be a great asset to that family.
Correct. And we've opened back up walking with the dogs, so you can come on out and volunteer to walk dogs again, which hasn't been done for quite a couple of years now. So you can actually volunteer to walk Tick and get to know her.
Yeah, which is such a cool thing. And congratulations to you and the team over there being able to open things up again. I know how much that meant to the staff. And
it means a lot to the community.
Really does. Because this community really steps up when it when it comes to these kind of things. The event that you guys have coming up or any other events, we show up for these things. And this community is so animal friendly and loves animals so much.
Absolutely.
So an animal like this or any of these events, I have no doubt that is going to find a good home. And and there's one out there, everybody. So we encourage you to not only reach out to the Humane Society and find out more about tick and these other animals, but see if you can volunteer and you can help out. It's a great opportunity, too, to experience, say, tick, for example, like you said, Sarah. You can walk tick, see how you guys get along and everything. And keep in mind that the Humane Society is always going to put the animals first.
Correct.
So if tick and your family aren't a good fit, maybe we'll see if another animal is. Or we'll move on and find something else that works. But there is always ways to work with the Humane Society. I am a huge, like, I got into animals late in life, and I didn't have any animals growing up, so now I'm kind of getting it all in. And I want a dog so bad, Sarah, like, more than any, almost as much as I want a grandchild. Almost as
well,
much.
Well,
Not as much. But I understand that it's not about me. That I don't, I have a tiny place. I don't have a lot of room or anything. And there's, I don't even know if a stuffed dog would make it in my my living space right now, let alone a living animal. So it's not about me. It's about the animal. If I really, if I was being selfish about it, it's one thing, but it's about the animal. And you guys always put that first.
Absolutely.
So even if you are a little hesitant to reach out to the Humane Society about the fit, don't worry. They're going to be thinking of that first and foremost, too.
Absolutely.
And Sarah, is there other things that you guys could use over there? We're certainly looking for walkers in the community, but I know it's always kitten season. There's always needs when it comes to those things.
You have no idea. We are literally beyond full. We have several, I shouldn't say several, there's a large group of fosters within the area. They are also full. We are maxed out on animals for fostering, all the way over 100 cats. We have probably a good 30-some dogs. So we really could use kitten food, puppy food, along with the adult dog food and regular cat food. We really are in need. We've got over probably two or three dozen kittens still waiting to come into the facility from foster care. Plus, with the hoarding situation that had happened, we have puppies that are in need of the puppy food.
So we greatly appreciate anybody that can help out with any of these items and any of these things. And you can find out more and reach out to the Humane Society at swchs.com. Give them a call at 715-423-0505, 423-0505. Keep in mind, you can email them as well, swchs at swchs.com. Sarah, what is the best way to reach out to you guys to find out things you might need or to find out about walking dogs or anything like that?
You can call the number 715-423-0505. Any one of the girls there at the desk will be able to assist you.
Be sure to do so and find out more about Tick and all these other amazing animals over there. Sarah, we got to let you go before I start adopting animals.
Yes,
Come on.
Really do appreciate you, Sarah. Thanks so much for the time and stopping
thank
by.
Thank you.
And we say a big thank you to our friends at TJ's Auto and Collision Center. They've got trucks, large variety of trucks from a small SUV to a work truck. They've got them all. Stop out today and drive home with a new truck today. Visit our friends over at TJ's Auto and Collision Center and find out more about your Humane Society at swchs.com. And be sure to follow them on social media and share the work that they are doing over there. We'll have another Pet of the Week, and we'll talk with Sarah more next Thursday right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. We send a big shout out to Sarah and Tick and all of our friends at the Southland County Humane Society.
Yes, we do.
Man, that was awesome.
That was nice.
That was fantastic. Sarah's good.
Yeah.
She comes in here and she just rolls, man. She's good. She might take my job.
Yeah.
I'm glad she likes animals.
Yeah, it's good. She's already got a job, so you're safe, I think, for that.
Yeah. Although in radio, you do work with a lot of animals.
That's true.
We do send a big shout out not only to them, but to our friends at TJ's Auto and Collision Center. They got trucks, large variety of trucks. Check them out. Support local. Support the good work over at TJ's. As long as I've lived in this area and they've been around, they put into this community.
Awesomeness.
Good people over there, too. Wishing them a good morning. And keep in mind, everybody, when you advertise with us, when you work with us, whatever you do, we don't just cover you in that segment. Notice I just brought them up again.
Again.
I'll do it again before
about
I wrap
a lot.
Up. When you advertise with us, you're getting way more bang for your buck. Go ahead and reach out to our sales staff, 424-1300. Join the team. Let's dive into some entertainment news right now, Seth. And I don't know if anybody might have missed this last month, but our friends at WPR, Wisconsin Public Radio, who we support and appreciate the work that they do over there, highlighted this. You can find it at their website, WPR.org. Robert Plant surprised a Madison record store with a visit last month.
Awesome.
It was all very fun and exciting and completely unexpected, says B-Side Records owner Steve Manley. A Madison record store owner had an unexpected visitor earlier that week when Led Zeppelin frontman Robert Plant walked into B-Side Records on Monday afternoon. Plant kind of gave a glance as he walked by and recognized him, but I didn't say anything, says owner Steve Manley. So he just went back to the store and started working. He had a lot to do and everything.
Yep.
About 20 minutes later, Plant approached Manley again. He wanted to know what was playing over the store's speakers. It was an LP, The Window, from Chicago indie group The Rat Boys.
Oh, wow.
Who are pretty good, actually. Mm. Really good band. I actually didn't know that they were still doing stuff.
They're still around?
Manley posted what happened next on Facebook. You can find it at their website or on their Facebook page. But this was just a kind of a cool experience.
Wow.
Plant was in Madison after playing a concert over the weekend with legendary bluegrass artist Allison Krauss. Manley, who has worked at the shop for more than 40 years and owned it for 15, said it was by far and away the biggest celebrity visit he'd ever received.
That's good. Wow. And I mean, it's one of those things where it's like you see him and you're like, wow, that looks a lot like no.
Yeah.
No, it couldn't be, right?
No.
Oh, guess what?
Well, and I wonder, too, and look, Robert Plant has aged beautifully.
Yeah.
Holy cow, has he aged well.
Yeah.
And not just looks-wise, but his voice has aged so well.
With much as he put that voice through, woo!
Yeah. Eric Clapton can't even pick up a guitar anymore, let alone. But Robert Plant is still able to sing and perform and everything. I mean, it's really noteworthy the way he's taking care of himself in that voice.
Right.
But even with all that, you're used to seeing young Robert Plant. To your point, I don't think you'd recognize him away.
It's one of those double take moments when it's like, wait a minute, is that who I think that is? Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
But that is very cool. I love that.
It is also pretty cool, I think, to be able to see some of our favorite celebrities or favorite actors or musicians and stuff get older.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, this doesn't happen as often as we'd like.
Right.
For every artist that we do get to see age, we lose a lot of artists young.
Yes, we do.
Thankfully, to me, and just my words here, but I don't think I'm alone on this one, we still have Adam Sandler.
Mm-hmm.
And although Adam Sandler has kind of always been a teenager in our eyes.
In a lot of ways, right?
I mean, the way he... If you want to go back, and I'm going to go a deep cut here.
Ooh.
Remote Control.
Oh, my gosh.
The old MTV TV show, Remote Control.
Wow.
Which is where I first saw Adam Sandler, and all of us first saw Adam Sandler, as he was on that show as an intern and everything, before SNL, years before
That's
being on
crazy,
Saturday Night
man.
Live. So we've known him that long, and if you've ever seen him in one interview, let alone in a recent interview, he's always dressed kind of, you know, this is who I am.
Yeah,
he doesn't
right?
put on airs. It's one of the things that I think has made him likable, and along with his work and his comedy and everything. But Adam Sandler doesn't just dress like a teenager. He kind of eats like one and all of that. And I knew that we were both from the same tribe. I didn't know we had the same eating habits
as
well.
That's hilarious, yes.
It's not just bad enough that we dress the same, but we apparently eat the same.
Kindred spirits.
Yeah. Adam Sandler enjoys good food, and that's good, but not necessarily good for you food. So much so that his kids had to step in to tell him to dial it back.
Oh, wow.
Quote, they always look out for me and my health just like I used to for my dad. And you go, man, I want this guy around. So I used to scream at my dad, quit smoking. And my kids scream at me to just calm down and try to eat a little more like a normal person. In related news, so Adam Sandler just kind of came out and talked about how his kids are really on him about his diet and wanting to be there for his kids.
Sure.
And I think this is not just something that there's a lot of things relatable about him. I don't think this is I think this may be one of the biggest relatable things about Adam Sandler and something that we could all take note of. I'm working on this right now. I'm trying very hard to work on this right now. I should correct myself and say I don't want it to sound like I'm making any headway here. I've got a lot of work to do on that front, but sure. I just mentioned I got a grandkid coming.
It's coming very soon.
I want to be around for that little guy. Yeah. I want to be around and be able to hang out and stuff. Mm-hmm. I want to be there for my kids. All these things. Heck, I just want to be around. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many things that I want to experience and see. And you know, first and foremost, my kids getting older.
There you go.
This is a great note and a great reminder of that. No matter if you're, Happy Gilmore or if you are just anybody else, take care of yourself.
And just remember, be careful what you teach your kids because it's going to come back and bite you.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. In related news, Sandler also said that Happy Gilmore 2 will go into production in a couple weeks.
Okay.
And it does look like they've already got quite a few cast members a part of it. I heard Dan Patrick talking about this the other day. They are keeping this script on lockdown.
Okay.
They are treating this script like it's a Marvel movie. Dan sounded like he was a little surprised by this, and maybe he wasn't. He was just that was the way he was coming across. But this is the way this works. Oftentimes for auditions, I will have a studio send me a script, and I get a page or two of that script.
Right.
And my audition's at 2 o'clock. I get the script about 1. And I have an hour to look it over and read it. And then I have probably about a half an hour, 45 minutes with it and during the audition. But I've had this happen where I'm giving an audition and I got late because the other auditions before me went long.
Yeah, right.
And the script disappears. The email evaporates. It's a 48-hour or sometimes 4-hour email that will evaporate so that you can't copy and paste or any of these things. And that's what they're doing with this script, this Happy Gilmore 2 script. They are that they are holding it down. It's kind of funny to think of. But they want it to be a surprise to people.
Right.
They don't want it spoiled.
And parts of the way the news came out was kind of before a little bit before it should have. I could understand where they're like, let's make sure that this does not happen again.
I do believe that this will be on Netflix because Netflix. Adam Sandler has a Netflix deal with them. That I believe he signed an extension of that.
Oh, really? Wow,
that has been incredibly profitable for both parties.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of a cool throwback. When you first learn about Hollywood in the beginning days of that, they used to do this thing where, hey, Clark Gable, we're going to sign you to a 4-picture deal. And that was when you knew you made it as an actor. Not when your name was the top of the headlines, the top of the movie or anything like that, but you had consistent work.
The important thing, you had money.
Yes. You knew, okay, I'm a star. I've got no matter what, I've got three more movies I'm going to be doing with this studio. My job, I'm set.
Yep.
Like, that was the deal. They got rid of that a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the streaming services have brought it back.
Mm.
And Netflix and some of these other companies are signing Adam Sandler, Martin Scorsese, some of these people to record deals and giving them not only that security, but their audience a security of, hey, this isn't the last Adam Sandler movie we're going to have.
Right.
We're going to have Happy Gilmore, everybody. Or, you know, these kind of things. It's incredibly smart. It's incredibly smart for all parties. It's a win-win kind of situation, and it's kind of cool. That's not one of those dudes. Another artist has fallen under the spell of Taylor Swift, and it is American Pie singer Don McLean.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He calls Taylor, quote, a monster star the size of a galaxy and a person who is an example of what talent and really hard work can accomplish. I went on to talk about rave about her and everything. I only bring this up in part because, for one, it's kind of funny to think of Don McLean sitting back listening to Taylor Swift songs.
It is kind of funny.
But it doesn't happen very often. I just mentioned a name, Martin Scorsese, who growing up until the last couple of years was one of my biggest influences. And ever since he opened his mouth a couple of years ago and it just seems to trash everything modern, he doesn't hold the weight that he used to for me.
Right.
It bothers me when I see this. I admire the Christopher Nolans, the Francis Ford Coppolas, the people who are like, hey, I might not get it, but thank you to these movies and everything for getting people to come to the movie,
keeping the industry alive. Yeah. How about that? Yeah.
A very similar thing, but what Don McLean is doing with Taylor mm-hmm. Swift. You don't have to like Taylor Swift to appreciate not and respect all. What she has accomplished. Mm-hmm. I don't know one Taylor Swift song. I genuinely don't. Like, I'm not sure. But I will say, I respect what she has accomplished. Mm-hmm. I respect what she has. And certainly as somebody who loves the entertainment industry, you got to be kind of thankful that she has kept the concert thing alive in some of this.
Right.
Now, only about 4% of the population can afford to go to her shows. That's a whole other story.
That's a structural issue. That's not her fault, but yes.
But we don't have creatives, supporting creatives nearly enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Seth and I were, I had the idea for Director's Cut, but it didn't really come home until Seth came on board and we really hammered it out.
Mm-hmm.
And what one of the things we both wanted to do with that show is support other artists.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big element of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we need more of that in our society.
Yep.
Anybody can talk trash about somebody.
Yep.
Anybody can do that. It is lame and low hanging fruit.
Yes.
I admire these artists that will come out of nowhere. Don McLean didn't have to do this. And Taylor Swift doesn't need it.
No.
But it's important dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
It's healthy dialogue.
Well, think about this. If you've got, like, the Beatles were great at this when they first started, okay? Who were the Beatles influenced by? They were influenced by early rock and roll and R&B, American music. They hated Blues. British music. They didn't like it at all.
Yeah, that's right.
So when they came out, they were very generous with talking about who their influences were. And you could see it, you know, in their records, their early records, when they did cover songs of, like, really obscure R&B songs and stuff like this, and they would talk about how much they love these artists and everything. And there was good for not only for the Beatles, but for the groups that they were talking about, because people were like, oh, who is this? Let's listen to their music. And then it opened up a whole new, like, wow, look at all this great music that I knew nothing about. That's the kind of thing you can get when you're doing what you're talking about, is artists helping artists, saying, you know, yeah, this is, we were influenced, we wrote this song because we heard this song and we thought, wow, that's really cool, I want to do something similar. It's what it is, man. It's people backing people.
So many kids growing up in Liverpool and in that area back then started to hear about guys like Muddy Waters
mm-hmm.
and Johnson and mm-hmm. some of the greats of the blues.
Chuck Berry, Little Richard, all those guys. Yeah.
So many of these artists they had not heard of before because of that, because of mm-hmm. them playing their covers or doing a cover of their songs or just saying, hey, who was your influences? Oh, Muddy Waters, Chuck Berry, these things. And, who is this? I'm going to look them up. Artists supporting artists.
Mm-hmm.
It goes so much farther than I think we could really put into words.
It's very true.
We are going to take a time out. We're going to take care of our partners, get to our state, local, and sports news. When we come back, not only are we going to get into the history of why cartoon characters have four fingers, but we are also going to get into the big four bands of Gen X dad rock.
Ooh, can't wait.
We're talking dad rock when we come back on the morning show here at WFHI, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Mm-hmm. Our day just got better. We got to hang out with Randy Paul
Randy
going to be hard at work tonight. We got some high school football action coming up a little bit later we're talking about. But do want to remind everybody, 6:50, our pregame kicks off tonight as we kick off the high school football season.
Oh, can't believe we're there already. Oh, my goodness.
River Falls coming to town, taking on Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
6:50, our pregame will kick off again. We'll get more into that a little bit later.
Yes, indeed.
But for right now, did you ever notice how many cartoon characters have four fingers?
Mm-hmm.
The Simpsons, SpongeBob SquarePants, South Park, any of these characters all with four fingers.
Mm-hmm.
But why when everybody has five? Way back in the early days of animation, characters like Mickey Mouse and Felix the Cat had four fingers because animators used circles when sketching their hands. Five fingers looked odd on a circular hand.
It's very true.
Walt Disney once said it looked like a bunch of bananas.
Banana fingers.
So this was the first reason for this.
Mm-hmm.
But as animation got bigger and bigger and got turned into longer than just a little couple-minute sketch.
A little short, yeah.
To a 20-minute, to a couple hours.
Right.
Animators are asked to do a lot more. And mm-hmm. nowadays, we have so much technology and different things that really helps a lot of this. But back then, we're talking the original animators, the people that we have to thank for so much of our great entertainment we have.
That's a lot of drawing going on there.
Yeah, yeah. So also time. A lot quicker to draw four than five.
It is. Just adding that extra or taking away that extra finger, I mean, I can't imagine how much time that saved.
Hand-drawn animation is very labor-intensive. Mm-hmm. Removing a finger saved a little time and money. Mm-hmm. And then there's a third potential reason, is that a lot of early cartoon characters were animals. Dogs, cats, rabbits. Now that they have five digits, but the fifth one is hidden farther up the leg. So, of course, they wouldn't have five fingers.
That's right, yeah.
So when animators gave them more human-like hands, maybe they figured that they'd go with four fingers because they were four digits on a paw.
Yeah, there you go.
This is kind of an interesting history of animation and where that comes from. Mm-hmm. And I think it's one of those things, it's a passing thought kind of thought, where you're watching a cartoon or something and you see that and you kind of have in the back of your mind, oh, I wonder why only four. And then, of course, you move on, you laugh at something that happened or you move on from it or whatever. But just kind of an interesting history of that.
And it's become kind of a tradition now because you don't really have to do that anymore. Because like you said, all this technology that we have, you could do five fingers very easily, but it's become a traditional thing. And to be fair, now that I think about it, if Mickey had five fingers, how weird would that be?
It would.
After all these years of only having four, that'd be, ugh. That would be weird, man.
Like, we are certainly used to our hands. So our hands, like, outside of me, my hands are weird. So I'm not a good example for this. I have very big, weird hands. But outside of that, most of us are used to our hands. But if you think, if you just take a step back, our hands are kind of weird.
Yeah.
They really are.
The idea of having something like this, it's weird.
And it's such a cool thing to me to see this tradition continue. Mm-hmm. I think there's such a uniqueness to that among animators, and I think that's really cool. But I also come back to what you were just saying there, that five looks weird. It does. There have been a handful of cartoons that have done this, that have had five digits.
Yep.
Their characters have five digits. And it really is distracting to me, actually. I think it's a little weird looking.
Yep.
And I don't know if I'm really into that. I don't know. It also kind of does another thing with this, too, of a relatability, of a connection, while also having a separation.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Because they're cartoon characters.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to be realistic. Let's keep that in mind, everyone. I mean, you can make realistic type. Mm-hmm. Well, now with CGI and stuff, you can make people, animated characters, more human than they've ever been. But I mean, still, it's always been really hard to do that.
It's kind of a cool throwback.
It is
kind of a cool throwback. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty interesting. I think that if you need a better example of this in real life, I love five-toed cats. I had one. I think that they're awesome, but they are a little bit different looking. Mm-hmm. Their paws and everything. It looks a little wild. It looks a little
weird.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
You know? So that I could see some of that, too, where it comes from.
Yep.
But I am curious if this is something that might change over time, if this might evolve or not. No pun intended.
Remember that one Simpson thing where Lisa's showing Bart, it's like, scientists say that in millions of years, humans may develop a fifth finger. And Bart looks at his hand and said, fifth finger? Weird.
That goes hand in hand with one of my favorite sketches or things that they ever did on the show, where they're talking and all of a sudden Bart realizes, wait a minute, where does my forehead end and my hair begin? And then Lisa's like, wait a minute, mine's the same way. And Maggie's freaking out. Just, you know, they don't, where's my forehead? Where's my... So great.
I love that.
That's an interesting one.
It's interesting.
And now let's talk Dad Rock.
Dad Rock.
Dad Rock, everybody. Yeah. They may not want to admit it, but Gen Xers are parents now, and some of us are going to be grandparents.
Yeah, exactly.
Gen X guys tend to think their music is still the most kick butt, badass, and all of that rock and roll that's ever been out there. But to younger generations, it's Dad Rock.
Yeah, of course.
But what is Dad Rock? What are the best Gen X dad rock bands? Well, Loudwire crunched the numbers to come up with the big four.
Okay.
And they are. Now, does anybody want to call up and get their names? You know,
thrown out there.
Yeah. Yep. Who do you guys think should be in this top four here? 715-424-2600. Who should these four dad rock bands be for Gen Xers? For them, it's AC/DC, Van Halen, Aerosmith, and Guns N' Roses.
Mm.
They also did the big four for Boomer Dad Rock, and that's the Beatles, Eagles, Led Zeppelin, and Rolling Stones.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Boring list, but it's probably true.
It's probably true.
Yeah.
It is a boring list.
Yeah.
But I also, I feel like any of the, like, those, like, I don't... Guns N' Roses, maybe not as much. Okay, I can see that one a little bit. But Aerosmith, AC/DC, Van Halen, those are all my dad's bands.
I was going to say that I was actually going towards the early 90s with that. Yeah. Am I wrong in that? Because that was when
I don't think so.
We were like starting to be teenagers, and you know, with the whole when grunge came around, I was thinking like Pearl Jam and you know, thought, Nirvana or something like that.
The very first band I thought of was Pearl Jam.
Yeah,
like yeah, that's I really like, not to tell Loudwire what to do or anything, but I really feel like you mucked this up. Those are our dad's bands.
Yeah, I you know, maybe my dad's a little bit. The first one that popped for my dad was the Guess Who.
Right, my dad big Guess Who fan too. Right. My dad loved the Guess Who. Oh, man, I haven't heard of
that. I don't know why that popped in my head, but my dad was a Beatles guy.
No sugar to none.
Yeah. He never, you know, he liked a lot of those bands, but yeah, I always considered. So, I don't know why Gen X, I guess maybe it's just because it depends on where Gen X starts and all this stuff, but maybe, I don't know.
Well, so let's...
We're on the tail end of Gen X too, so maybe that's just us.
Yes, yeah, you're right. That's a good point. That's a fair point right there, but let's put our own list together.
Yeah.
Gen X bands, call up, especially if you're a Gen Xer, if you're from our generation here and everything, what are some of your bands that you would put into this list? Mm-hmm. So I think you hit it on the head with the grunge bands. That's something that I'm thinking of here.
Right. Or even you know, Bon Jovi or something like that. Sure. would fit better, you know,
mid-80s, late 80s, early 90s. Def Leppard bands, you know. Yeah, Def Leppard was one of the ones I thought of too. That, like, stuff like that I would think is a little more.
Yeah, those other bands were still popular. I get it, you know, the ones they listed. And of course Van Halen is right in the middle of that, but the other ones are like, I always consider those more like 70s, you know, because that's when they got their start. But
I would throw in there the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I would put them in there. Mm-hmm. I think Nirvana was a good one. Mm-hmm. I don't argue with Guns N' Roses. I'm not a big GNR fan. But,
no, I think that's a good one. Yeah,
I'd say that's fair. Metallica, you could maybe throw in there.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would.
That's another one. That's a big one. A deep cut, but Radiohead, I think, is another band that has a big following and a big one.
The millennials might argue about that one. That's consider that's a millennial band.
You're right. That's getting too close.
I want to hear what the millennials think is their dad rock band. I mean, even their dads now, too. A lot of millennials, some of the older ones. Mm-hmm. So, come on. I want to hear from them, too. What are they consider the dad rocks?
Now, I like the bands that they said for Gen X. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of all these bands, but I don't know that they fit our generation like they would our parents' generation.
That's the thing. Those groups seem a little too peppy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gen X is supposed to be the mopey generation, right? We're supposed to be listening to like Sonic Youth, you know?
Yeah. Oh, great reference. Yeah. I would even, if you did want to expand it to more poppy bands or popular bands, not a big fan of them, but I could see U2 being in there. I could see bands
absolutely.
Like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that would make a little more sense. I definitely want to hear from the audience right now, though. 715-424-2600. It doesn't have to be Gen X. What is your generation's bands? What do you think is your generation's bands? And your generation's music,
right?
Want to hear that one?
And we're kind of hitting on like the harder rock side of this, you know, because that's kind of where they were coming from on this. You know, we're more of the, you know, guitar, you know, big guitar sound kind of stuff.
Yeah,
but it can be, you know, I say if you like, throw keyboards in there, why not?
You know, I'm thinking of a lot of like late in high school in the grunge bands and stuff. But you hit a good point there. We had the hair metal generation. We are part of that.
Your Poison and your Twisted Sister and your Motley Crue. Yeah,
I mean, I couldn't argue with those. I actually think that those bands might be more, as much as I don't want to admit this, might be more fitting than the other.
They might
bands
be.
We mentioned before.
They might be. I'm kind of with you on that one.
So for just as a catch up to everybody, if you didn't know how these things work, and it could change, of course, but the Lost Generation are 1883 to 1900. The Greatest Generation, 1901 to 1927. The Silent Generation, 1928 to 1945. Baby Boomers, or the Me Generation, 1946 to 1964. Gen X, 1965 to 1980. That would be us.
Yep, we're in there at the very tail end. So
Millennials and Gen Y, 1981 to 1996, Zoomers and Gen Z, 97 to 2012, and Generation Alpha, the youngest, the early 2010s to the mid-2020s.
Mm-hmm.
So that is how those break down, if that helps anybody with bands and figuring out what music.
And these are not hard and fast rules.
No.
These are just guidelines. Generational things are not really things. I It's more of a like a shorthand to talk about certain like cultural things. That's basically, if you ask me, that's all it is.
But, and it is that, but it's also, I think, just fun.
It like, is fun to do that.
We take this stuff a little too seriously, I think, and it's when it's really just meant for fun.
It is. It's fun.
And it certainly is also one thing I will push back on is the categorizing of us.
Mm.
I don't know that many people like to be categorized or put into a box or a label or anything. And especially our generation fought against that.
Yeah, exactly.
Where do you think the name Unlabeled came from, everybody? It's the reason I called the show Unlabeled.
Yeah, right.
Our 90s mixtape show. Get us your request for your 90s song. Listen every Sunday.
Nice.
I'd love to hear some of those bands. And I think actually this gave us an Unlabeled episode, Seth.
You may be right.
I think so.
You may be right, my friend.
I think this is going to have to be a future Unlabeled episode. looking forward to that. And we'll get into our schedule and our weekend lineup with you in just a moment. We're looking forward to that. But we'll keep this conversation going throughout mm-hmm. the rest of the show. We've got about 15 minutes left of show. 715-424-2600. Feel free to call up and bring us your generation's bands, your top bands of your generation. Mm-hmm. Let's hear from you on that one, everybody. 715-424-2600. As we're going to break, I did want to we got some good stories of the day coming up, and we're mm-hmm. going to talk about some local things. We got a great one right here. I want to say a big thank you to Jim and Patsy St. Martin.
Mm.
They were our winners of the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club
Yay!
Last month, and they sent us a wonderful card.
Oh,
a really nice handwritten card, by
Ooh,
the way.
Nice.
That was really cool. We're going to put this up on our wall of thanks.
Yep.
But a big thank you to Jim and Patsy St. Martin, and a big thank you to our friends at El Cafe, giving us the opportunity to get some free grub to you guys.
Yes,
pretty
indeed.
Cool of them. Visit our friends at El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards.
You will not be disappointed.
Another great partner of ours, Culver's. We appreciate our friends of Culver's. Mm-hmm. They will be bringing us our star of the day tomorrow.
That's right.
Be listening for your opportunity to win some free Culver's tomorrow on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody, to The Morning Show.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go.
A little bit of the Velvet Fog to play us into our final segment of the day. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody, and helping us bring you some serious comedy to start your day.
Yep.
Seth and James here with you, and I'm going to get some good stories of the day in a moment, and we'll get into our local schedule, and some local events going mm-hmm. on in the area. But I want to remind everybody that the Central Wisconsin State Fair is going strong.
Right now.
Head on down and check things out. They got a lot of great events going on. Hairball going to be there tonight at 7:30. Hopefully Jorge can get down there and see
I know. He loved him last year.
We've got our staff down there. Be sure to join us. We're going to be hanging out. We've got a booth right in the Expo Center. Mm-hmm. You can't miss us. We're in a wonderful spot over there, by
nice.
The way. A big shout out to Civic Media hooking us up and setting us up well. A big, gigantic shout out to everybody who has stopped by down there. I know Seth is going to get down there when he can.
Yep, on Saturday I'll be there to help wrap everything up as the fair winds down.
It's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's going to be a really cool mm-hmm. event, and we are enjoying our time down there with all of you. Stop by, say hi, mm-hmm. spin the wheel, maybe win some merch, maybe get yourself a t-shirt.
Good stuff.
And maybe some other fun stuff that we've mm-hmm. got to give away. We're also recording you and your stories in our truth booth.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for Wisconsin stories, just a day in the life. Nothing doesn't have to be anything crazy. What might not seem special to you could be special to so many.
Ooh, that's the thing. Especially, one of the things that we really are looking for is what it's like to grow up in this area. What are your memories of being around in Central Wisconsin?
We want to, everybody deserves their story told.
Mm-hmm. It's
this true. Is your opportunity to do that.
Yep.
And we're looking forward to sharing those stories.
We'd love to have you join us.
We look forward to that. We look forward to getting you signed up for the newsletter so you can keep up to date on all the great things going on in Central Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
We're having fun with all of that, and we love your feedback on our stations.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, everybody, you are our bosses, you know?
We want to know what you want to hear.
You know, we have all the respect in the world for Sage and our team here at mm-hmm. Civic Media, but they would be the first to tell you, you guys come first.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do the things that you want us to do. We
That's
want
right.
to do the kind of reporting and music on WIRI mm-hmm. and all of these things. So this is your opportunity to get us your feedback. I had, off the top of my head, Seth, at least 8 to 10 different conversations with listeners in the couple hours I was down there about both of our stations.
Nice.
And all of it was good. Like, there is no such thing as bad feedback to me. It's all data, and it all helps us do our job. Mm-hmm. You want us to be able to do more? You want us to be able to cover more? Let us know.
Please.
Let us know what you're doing out there. And be a part of these things and support the fair. There are so many great people that work behind the scenes to make these things happen. I would love to get some of the board or some of the members of the Central Wisconsin State Fair on the air and just talk about all the logistics Absolutely. And all the different things to go into that event.
It's fascinating, these kinds of things, because if they go off without a hitch, it's something you don't even think about, right? It just happens, and it's like, no, there's a lot that goes behind the scenes.
And, you know, not for nothing, everybody. We that's my new phrase, by the way. I don't know why I keep saying
what?
That.
Not for nothing?
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. I don't think I ever said it before, but the last 2 days I've said it more than I've ever said in my life. But when it comes to these things, we want to keep them. And while we continue to lose car shows or other fairs have to close shop or anything, we still mm-hmm. have the Central Wisconsin State Fair. We still have events like this. Mm-hmm. Let's attend them. Let's let the people know that are working them. We appreciate them. Let's go to our local vendors. So many great local vendors working their tails off. Yep. I actually got Bria and Fig, her baby, mm-hmm. I got them a Christmas present.
Already? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Way too early, dude.
Way too early.
Way too early.
I can't blow this, man. I gotta hold on
to
it.
It.
I gotta hold on to it until December. Things like that can happen. Some of the more fun, unique things that can happen in the day-to-day life can happen at the fair. Go check it out and find out more at CentralWisconsinFair.com. CentralWisconsinFair.com. We say a big thank you to all the people that have joined us today. Our friend mm-hmm. Sarah from the Southwick County Humane Society. Sarah was awesome.
Yes. Very good. Very good stuff.
Bookmark September 28th on your calendar. Their 5K9 is going to be there at Lake Wazeecha Red Sands Beach. We'll talk more about it as we get closer. Mm-hmm. Find out about Tick, our pet of the week, and so many more great animals at their website, swchs.com. And again, not for nothing, but when it comes to our humane societies, we're losing humane societies around the country, everybody. Marshfield is in a tough situation right now.
Lack of funding, all kinds of not enough staff, yeah.
Don't let that happen to our local humane society. Support them, reach out to them, find out different ways that you can volunteer and you can be a part of them. They are doing some of the more vital work in our communities. Mm-hmm. You would know if you didn't have a humane society.
That's what I was going to say, man. It's one of those things where, you don't think about it until it's gone. And then you're like, boy, I really wish we had that. Mm-hmm. Well, keep it.
They keep your taxes down. They keep the population, animal population down. So many
under
of those
control,
things.
Yep.
Yeah, under control is a better way to yes. put it. Thank you. Yeah. Reach out to the Humane Society and find out more about Tick and all these great animals at SWCHS.com. SWCHS.com. A big shout out to our friends at TJ's Auto and Collision Center. That's the third time you heard me mention them, everybody.
That's what you get.
Contractually, we're only obligated to do it once, but we like to take care of those that take care of us and take care of our community. Support TJ's Auto and Collision Center. They got trucks. They got a large variety of trucks, small SUVs, work trucks, all kinds of stuff. Stop out there today, drive home with a new truck, and wish them a good day from all of us at WFHR. And keep in mind, we got a great lineup for you today. Join us from 4 to 5 for Midday Magazine. Had a little bit of a hiccup yesterday.
Technical difficulties.
We replayed some interviews that were from the other day. So we got a fun 2 hours lined up for you today. From 4 to 5, be sure to join us. In part 1, we will catch up with our good friends from Family Natural Foods. Talk mm-hmm. about buying local, supporting local.
Yep.
They sure do. We mm-hmm. appreciate the gang at Family Natural Foods. They'll be in part 1 today at 4 o'clock. At 4:30, we're going to catch up with Jen McNally, Natural Resources Educator with UW Extension. And then from 5 to 6, we're going to replay the interviews that we're going to play yesterday.
Okay.
We're looking forward to that. So we're going to go, we'll be having the Arts Council on in part 1. Mm-hmm. Sally and Eric joined us for a preview of their season. And in part 2, we caught up with Assumption, and Daniel Minter was with us.
All right.
So those will be from 5 to 6 today.
Yep.
So 2 hours of Midday
Magazine.
2 hours
of Midday.
Wow. And remember, we got high school football on the radio dial tonight on WIRI.
We do.
6:50, our pregame kicks off. River Falls taking on my alma mater, Lincoln High School.
Oh. And everything will be technically perfect. I really hope the first game of the season. We'll see. Please, fingers crossed.
Cross anyway. Your fingers, everybody, and join them and support our friends at 105.5. That's going to be a great one. Seth, mm-hmm. Randy, Michael going to be doing some great coverage for you. Farmers Market's going on right now. Join us for the Farmers Market every Thursday and Saturday here in Rapids from 8 to 2 at 221st Avenue South. And keep in mind, lunch by the river coming up. We got only a couple more more of these, everybody. Join us for Lunch by the River, 11:30 to 1 over at beautiful Veterans Park, and support the good work that is going on over there. Southwood County Turner's Gymnastics going to be down there entertaining. That's going to be fun.
Cool.
And a big shout out to our friends over at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. Seth, you had a couple things wanted to touch on.
Do want to give a big shout out to a fabulous thing that's happening with our good friends over at Edge VR, the Edge of Rapids Car, Truck, Bike, and Race Show. This is August 31st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. 3540 Plover Road in Rapids. Come join them for the first annual Car, Truck, Motorcycle, and Race Vehicle Show. No cost to enter. Come hang out, listen to music, have fun, show off your ride, and check out the now open Edge VR Arcade and Gamers Lounge. They're going to have their free race car simulator from 11 to 2:30, which is very cool. James got to try that a little bit when we were there. Yeah. Also, free VR demonstrations from 10 to 2:30. Also very cool. We got to do that. There will be pizza and soda available for purchase inside the building, and there will be a plaque awarded to the People's Choice Best in Show. Come sponsor a new business. One that we have got to say big thanks to, not only for going over there, but then being here for our party. That was really cool. So go check it out on August 31st, everyone. They're going to have a their first annual Car, Truck, Motorcycle, Race, Bicycle. It's got wheels. It'll be there.
Exactly. If it's got wheels, they're going to have it. That's going to be fun. Shout out to Edge VR. And Seth, you had something going on over at your neck of the woods.
That's right. We do have, we're still collecting books for the book sale, everyone. We're closing in on September 15th. That is the deadline. I can't believe we're almost there already. But if you have books, bring them to the parking lot at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South, and get them to us by September 15th so we can get those ready for the book sale in October.
Find out more at WRMoravian.org and follow them on social media. It's a great follow. A charity in Virginia called Friendly City Florals launched in March after two friends realized a ton of flowers from weddings and flower shops get thrown out when they're still in perfect shape.
Ooh.
They set up a way for people to donate them so that they can be turned into new bouquets that they hand out at places like retirement homes and hospitals. They also take donations from local gardeners.
Brilliant.
That's one of the cooler
things. Great story.
Again, Friendly City Florals, if you're interested in that, find out more about them. Great show today, Seth.
Yeah, you too.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.